Yo, what's going on, everybody? My name is Abby. This is The Fake Truth. This is the podcast in where some of your true stories sound kind of fake. Sound kind of ridiculous, you know? They're on the fence. Sound kind of stupid. Well, this is it. Come listen to my stories. Come listen to my fakes. Come listen to my truths. Just pull up. Let's go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. Episode 1. Let's go. Let's get it. This is The Fake Truth. Welcome. This is a podcast about telling those stories that sound kind of fake. They're true stories, though. So, let's just go. For the first story we got today, is a story of how we started this podcast. This podcast just started. It's been a little rocky start. It's weird. It's a weird start, I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of crazy. You know, it obviously started with, like, hey, let's just start a podcast out of the blue. And so I started writing down some ideas, and, well, I have a bunch of notes, and I have a bunch of, like, thoughts, and literally just my brain thinks it, my hand writes it down, and that's how I started. But I kind of wanted some feedback from my friend. So I tried to make, like, you know, a little small little clip or a rough draft of me, you know, sounding like an idiot. I didn't really say anything. I just wanted to do some editing. I wanted to do some sound. I wanted to mess around with the thing, with the app. This is an app, obviously. I wanted to mess around with it. So it was like a minute and a half tops. I wanted to send it to my friend, but apparently he wasn't receiving it on his end. So what I did basically ruined my career as a podcaster. I don't know. But I made the actual podcast live because I wanted my friend to actually go look up the podcast and then look at my episodes and look at my segments, and I wanted him to actually be clickable. That's what I made the podcast to be. Keep in mind, I just rushed through it. Like, I wanted just something quick so he could see it. He could, you know, maybe give me some feedback. But he ended up roasting me on it. But I skimmed through it. I had to come up with a name. Keep in mind, what I wrote down in my notes was nothing close to what I, you know, is now The Fake Truth. I actually wrote down... I sent my friend, like, what do you think about this name, these names for the podcast? And I told him, Gorilla Talks, Apes, Sea Bananas, Wee Bananas, Straight Banana Talks, and he just roasted me on that too. He's like, he sent me an emoji of him closing the blinds, like, disappointed at me, like, are you serious? This is straight trash. And let's be honest, he had a point. But is Fake Truth better? Maybe? I don't know. So as I rushed through just trying to fill in everything just to make the podcast live, keep in mind so my friend could see it, I skimmed the description. I had to do what it was about, what I was going to do. I put the name in. The first thing that came to mind was Fake Truth for some strange reason. I don't know. It just hit me like a lightning bolt. But it's live. So I made it live. And, I have that little 1 minute audio, and he was like, what the hell is this? This is trash. And I'm like, I know, it's just so you could hear it, and it's just noise. I just wanted to do some editing, some sound, you know, because I always wanted a radio station. I don't know about you. Like, I know how guys want a bar. Like, yeah, I feel like every guy wants a bar. It's a guy thing, I guess. Every guy wants a bar. If you're a woman and you want a bar, that's cool too. But, you know, they want a bar, or they want a man cave. They have their, you know, pool table, foosball, all that stuff. For me, anyways, I wanted a radio station. I felt like I listened to the radio a lot. And, well, not that much nowadays, but I used to, anyways. When I started, you know, wanting a radio station, I like the whole concept, everything that came with the radio station, the segments, the interviews, you know, those little, everything. But what I didn't like and what I felt that I could do better is I felt like the radio station had like a bunch of songs that sucked ass. They were not in the top charts. They weren't good. They weren't anybody's favorites. But they put it in the radio anyways. And it would be the same songs. It would just be the same songs. You hear it throughout the day. I guess they had songs just so they could fill time in their segments or in their ads or whatever. And I didn't like that. And that wanted me. I'm like, yo, I could do better songs than this. I mean, I don't know that many songs, but I felt like I had better song selections than these guys. That's just me not knowing. I'm pretty sure they have a reasonable, you know, why they put those songs in, but me not knowing how the radio works, I just felt like I knew better. I don't know if that was just me noticing, but have you ever noticed that? Maybe listen to the radio now and see if you could catch that one song they always play. It's always gonna be there. They're never gonna take it off, but just gotta listen. But that's why I guess I wanted a podcast, or that's why I felt like it was easy to make a podcast. I was always wanted to, you know, be on the radio. Who didn't want to be on the radio? I always wanted to win something on the radio too. You just won $1,000. Now, I would always hate the people that won stuff like on the radio, like, you won $1,000, and their reaction would be, thanks, woo, like really melancholy, nothing crazy. Like, if I won, I would be like, yo, let's go, this, and that. Like, all hype, you know what I mean? But I hate those contestants that, like, won and didn't even feel like they wanted to win it. They'd be like, oh, thanks a lot, 103.7, whatever, you know what I mean? I wanted to win some. Want some presents, anything, you know, anything from the radio. That's always cool. I don't know if you could give away things on the podcast. There probably is a way to give away. Hey, hint, hint. Anyways, I made this podcast live. It's live, right? So my friend, I feel like I went off course a little bit. Getting back to the story. My friend saw the thing, saw the clip, the audio. However, when I went back to the app, I've noticed that somebody else has heard it as well, besides my friend. And there's somebody out there in the world, in this globe, in this flat earth that has heard me literally say nonsense. And I don't want that to be the case. I don't want to be that guy. Like, what kind of, this is this random podcast and this guy's talking just stupid, just like nothing coming out of his mouth is making sense. So here we are. This is what we got to do. This is what I am now. This is my life. But this is the reason why I have to start an actual podcast. It kind of got sped up in a way, all because I had to show my friend this audio and people listen to it. So I don't want this bad review on Yelp, like this random 1 minute thing on my podcast. So we have to make a real podcast, a real episode, a real segment. So let's go. Join me. Listen up, boys and girls. I'm rushing this. I feel like I am. I wrote down a bunch of notes. It's nothing near to what I wanted to be. Nothing. All of my notes were not even, they were just thoughts, right? They're random. They're random thoughts. Like I said, I was writing it down as I was thinking it. And I didn't know what this podcast was going to be about, to be honest. But here we are. We're making it about the fake truths. These truths. These true truths. These fake fakes, you know? Listen to some of these things I wrote down, by the way. I wrote down, always wanted a podcast. This is kind of true. I like The Office. I wrote down, what is this podcast going to be about? The Office? Question mark? Question mark? Question mark? I feel like there was a lot of question marks. A podcast about nothing. Literally silence. That's what I thought the podcast was going to be about. I also wrote down like stuff in the world, question mark, kind of like the news, question mark, throwback stuff, question mark, question mark. You see how many question marks were there? I also wrote down, I don't know, I wrote down because of the news, 6ix9ine, Tekashi is blowing up right now. I honestly hate this guy. I don't like this guy. This is my opinion, but Oh my god, this guy's rap is just, I don't know, I think he's trash. I think his rap is trash. I feel like his music is just noise. When I hear anything about this guy, I just, do you, alright, there's this wrestler, a WWE wrestler. His name's Rikishi. I'm not too sure if he's Hawaiian, but I think he is. He's fat. He's a fat wrestler. What he wears, this is a description of him. He has this, like, thong speedo type thing, right? So this guy, his special move, I don't know if you know much about wrestling, but he has special moves, right? Like The Rock. The Rock, he had the Rock Bottom or the People's Elbow, you know, etc. This guy's special move, Rikishi's special move, was like pinning the other wrestler in a corner or in the middle of the ring. And he would like slap his ass and then like sit on him, on his face, hard. And what kind of, that's trash. Like, what does that mean? Like there would be friction though. They would be like just face to ass. Like, this is what I think when Tekashi comes up on my newsfeed, on my Twitter, my Instagram, all that stuff. I think about this, is it weird to think about this Hawaiian wrestler just face, ass slamming faces? I don't know. I just think how, well, I've never actually been, you know, ass slammed. So I may be, you know, a 300 pound Hawaiian person slamming his ass on your face might cause you to, you know, get knocked out and get pinned by a referee. 1, 2, 3. But then again, I hate that this guy's on my notes. I guess he does have some sort of fame or you know, clout, or he ends up. But we ain't mad. We ain't too mad about it. Anyways, we have more stuff on here. Let's go to the list. I also wrote down a podcast about podcasting. A podception. It's a crazy world out here. Imagine, like, hearing a podcast about a podcast in a podcast. I don't know, is that an inception? Is that meta? You be the judge. But those are some of the things that I wrote down that make no sense, and that's the truth with some cheese on it. I don't know, that's just straight bananas. But regardless, those were some of my notes. It's not all of it. It's not gonna be the end of it anyways. Hopefully we can get this, you know, podcast moving on. Have some interviewers. My friend is going to be the co-manager to my co-manager and help me out in this podcast. Maybe get some things going on. Make some moves. Make some noise. Have some people on. You know, make this a regular thing. Hopefully evolve into, like, I have no idea. Maybe have this a big thing. Maybe make it a big thing. If it's a big thing, cool. If it's not, cool. Not too bad about it. It's just, you know, it's a guy thing. You have to have a radio station. You have to have a pool table in your man cave. You have to make a YouTube channel. All that stuff. We gotta, in these hard times, we gotta get out of our comfort zone. And this is the story about it. And that's the truth. You know? I didn't want this to be that long, so I might just cut it short right here. But thanks for listening, whoever you were that one time that listened to that stupid audio. Hey, come back. This is the real ones, you know. This is the truth with some cheese on it. But I appreciate you guys. Thanks for sticking around this far. And if you didn't stick around, hey, you're going to get Rikishi slammed. I got to figure out what's the name of that move. I should put that on my notes, ? But stay safe out there. Have a good one. Peace out, guys.